At a young age, I was introduced to the world of movie musicals by my mother. From Black and White to Colour, Guys and Dolls, Singing in the Rain, The Wizard of Oz. Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Judy Garland, Donald O'Connor. As things transpired, my wife Sinead would also turn out to be a fan of musicals, introducing me to the likes of Evita and Les Miserables. As our two children have grown up, musicals became an integral part of our annual cultural life. We've spent many evenings in theatres watching Jesus Christ Superstar, Matilda, West Side Story, Hamilton, Grease, and more. Every time we attend one of these shows and sit in the stalls, my thoughts drift back to a time when I was part of the world on the other side of the footlights, part of the world of the stage musical. It all started with a small notice in the Sunday Independent announcing open auditions for Lionel Bart's Oliver that would be put on by Noel Pearson in the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. I was 13 years old, had never acted, and while my family was a musical one, I had never sung in any formal capacity. But Oliver, starring Jack Wilde, Oliver Reed, Ron Moody and Shani Wallace, was a movie I loved. So I put my name down, and when my turn came at the auditions held in the Gaiety Theatre, I walked to the middle of the stage and sang as if I had done it many times before, playing to the vast, empty space, projecting my voice to the back seats of the theatre. I'd chosen as my audition song Chris de Burgh's Patricia the Stripper, for the simple reason that it was my favourite song at the time. I had just got to the talky bit of the song where a judge prepares to pass sentence on the licentious woman. But the judge said, "Patricia, or may I say, Delicia, the facts of this case lie before me." When an English voice, the director's, clearly laughing, interrupted, "Where did you get that song from?" "I'm not finished yet," I shouted back, and picked up again. Case dismissed. This girl was in her working clothes. I think that's what clinched my second audition. Eventually, I got the call and was told I was in the show. I would be one of the orphans, and also the understudy for the Artful Dodger, to be played by a young actor called Tom Murphy. Rehearsals for a December 22nd opening began in early November. In addition to the dozen or so other boys, about half of whom were from the famed Billy Barry School of Music and Dance, there were some of the best known acting names in Ireland. John Molloy, Twink, Christopher Casson, Aidan Grinnell, Jonathan Ryan, Barbara Brennan and Charlie Roberts. I became a bit of a rehearsal rat, arriving early or staying late to watch scenes I had no involvement in. By opening night, I knew every line of the show, every song, every dance. I could have played every part. Oliver was an instant hit and the beginning of a remarkable period of my life. Being on stage in front of an audience was truly intoxicating. But there was also the crack with the cast, the magic of being behind stage, in the wings, ropes falling from above like ship's rigging, listening to the muffled sound of an expectant audience taking their seats, actors telling their stories, and singing those great songs, Food, Glorious Food, Consider Yourself, You've Got to Pick a Pocket or Two. And, almost incidentally, I would be handed a small envelope containing £35 every Thursday. After a few weeks, Tom Murphy, the Artful Dodger, became sick, and at short notice I, his understudy, was asked to step into the role for a few days. It was no problem for me. I did not have an ounce of nerves, as I knew the part inside out. As I walked off stage at the end of the first show in which I played the Dodger, I was mildly surprised to be greeted with smiles, hugs, pats on the back. In the end, I would play the part of the Dodger a dozen or so times, and each time was thrilled to hear the aristocratic voice of actor Aidan Grinnell announce, as the lights in the theatre dimmed, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For this evening's performance, the part of the Artful Dodger will be played by Tim Carey. But I do also remember one of the worst moments of my life, which took place during Oliver. It happened during the final scene, when Bill Sykes, the villain of the piece, tries escaping by climbing a huge ladder, but is shot and killed. On this night, for some reason, I decided to stand in a different place than I normally did. In doing so, without being aware of it, I transformed myself from an actor taking part in the show into a spectator watching it. When I saw some of the cast turn to me with imploring expressions, then pleading, then panicked, I was confused. What was the problem? Then it dawned on me. I had a line in this scene, one of the most crucial lines in the play. I was to point at the disappearing Sykes and cry out, "There he is!" A policeman shoots, Sykes is hit, he falls to his death, and everyone lives happily ever after. Jolted back into the role of actor by my colleagues, I ran to my normal spot, began to point upwards, and was about to shout my line when two other actors took matters into their own hands and did the same thing. Three characters suddenly shouting the same line. It was not good. To this day, I distinctly remember one of the leads saying to me as we walked off stage, "None out of ten, Tim. None out of ten." As the weeks passed, audiences became smaller and smaller, and we checked the board by the stage door for the dreaded notice. And then, there it was. The last performance of Oliver will take place on March 21st. During the last encore, 3 months after our first performance, I think everyone on stage had tears streaming down their faces. That night, the curtain did not come down on just a show. It came down on an intense, all-consuming time in my life. Some of the boys I shared those months with stayed in show business. I sometimes see their names in credits. One of them went on to become a significant actor. Tom Murphy, the Artful Dodger, the boy I understudied for, would win a Tony Award for his Broadway performance in The Beauty Queen of Lean Ann, and memorably played the co-lead in the movie Adam and Paul about two Dublin drug addicts. Sadly, Tom died tragically young, and Irish acting lost one of its finest talents. I did take part in another professional production shortly after Oliver. It was John B. Keane's Men Young Men of 20, which ran in the Olympia and the Cork Opera House. But that was it. While I enjoyed taking part in the shows, deep down, I don't think I really wanted to be an actor. Indeed, my only subsequent acting outings were bit parts in school plays. And, to be honest, I don't think I was very good. Still, every time I go to a musical with my family, I see myself on the stage. And from that seat in the stalls, I know what it is to look through the dazzle of the lights at the vague outlines of people. Know what it is to receive that applause. And know what it is to experience the unique silence of a theatre after the audience have left, and then to finally exit by the stage door.